Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
So my column for the Forum newspapers this weekend is on
big old land.
Getting our joy back a little bit in the middle of this battle. I call it a happy warrior. And I really bring it back to the flag. And as I think and hear about Aaron Tippin here, about what has been seen under that flag, we do need to remember that. Because there's a lot of anger out there. There's a lot of sadness out there. And understandable concern about this great country we call home. But it's still the best country on the face of the earth. That flag still flies. So be a happy warrior. And I think we have a great example in a happy warrior in our first guest today on What's On Your Mind. Greg Kelly from Newsmax is here. The guy makes me laugh.
My man.
And I learn a ton. I just love it. Greg, welcome back to What's On Your Mind. How are you?
Wow, Scott, thank you so much. I love that you're thinking about that joy, having joy in times like these. You're onto something. It's so easy to give in and get mad. And I love what you're doing. I'm mad, too. I will just say briefly, if you don't mind, my life changed about 6 years ago, I'd say, when I started reading the Bible. And it changed everything. I'm in my 50s now, and I was a late comer to the topic. And I have to tell you that's I wasn't planning to even mention this, to be honest, Scott, but joy, I have derived so much. Everything changed when I started to get to know him. So, anyway.
It's good for awesome. You. And you know what? It's never too late.
Amen.
It's never too late. That's the beauty of that divine mercy. And it is unending, right? It's just a matter of when we decide to listen and lean in a little bit and get that anchor. And, you know, I was a cradle Catholic, born into the faith, but, you know, it took me into my 40s to really understand how important that is and that personal relationship and how it really, it's your compass. So glad to hear you say that, Greg, for sure. And just a good refresher for all of us.
You know, just the one thing, someone gave me a Bible about 10 years ago, and I grew up in the faith as well, but I took it lightly, and I had vague notions about a lot of things, and someone finally gave me a Bible that I, by the way, put immediately up on the bookshelf and didn't look at it for 5 years. The Charles Stanley edition of the King James Bible. And I needed a few footnotes and explainers in there, like a coach, like a teaching Bible. And if anyone is looking, I do recommend that. And so that's where I am this morning. Having said all that, I'm coming to you from Midtown Manhattan, which is not a joyous place right now.
And, you know, I hear you. I'm looking at the border right now, and Del Rio, Texas, and seeing this insanity. I've been to Del Rio. I've seen it firsthand. I see what law enforcement is living through. And I see a court say, no, you got to go back to remain in Mexico. And, you know, this is just disregarded. I mean, this border crisis is crowded out of the news because of all the other incompetence of the Biden administration. But how can you be joyful, even though we need to be the happy warriors to take this on and recognize, yes, there are folks there that are made in the image and likeness of Christ that mean us no harm, but there's some that now can get here because of this incompetence of the Biden administration. How frustrating is that to report on, Greg?
Yeah, there's something really sinister. You know, look, the news has basically always been depressing. You know, when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s, you turn it on and they want you to feel bad. They want you to be worried. They want you to be nervous. And a lot of it involved exaggeration and hype. But it's interesting. Something that is really bad, something that threatens all of us, is happening right now. And the mainstream media is de-emphasizing it. They are trying to tell us that this is not a problem. So much the media are not dwelling on Afghanistan, not dwelling on these horrible images. You know, it used to be, I don't know if you saw, Ted Cruz was under a bridge showing that horrendous scene at the border. I believe they were primarily Haitians, desperate people trying to make it into our country. That used to be a reporter. You know what I mean? That used to be NBC News.
Yeah, I know.
And now it's Ted Cruz with a phone. Which, you know, God, I'm happy he's doing it. But
no, I hear you. I've been down there three times. I've been to Del Rio. I've been where there. I was on the last congressional delegation. Our own Senator Hovind, Senator Cruz, and others were down there. And by the way, I was on Grant Stinchfield's show on Newsmax, and I called him Greg. So I don't think I'll ever be back. Just so you know. He says that's the other guy.
But, I forgot about that.
Yeah, he didn't. He did kind of. No, I'm Grant. Yes. Well, I love you both. I'm sorry. I called you Greg. Anyway, you know, it's unthinkable. It is just unthinkable to see what's going on here. And we have a clip from Ted Cruz. We're going to play a little bit later. I have to ask you too, as a son of one of New York's great leaders, your dad, the police commissioner there. I don't. You've no doubt seen this, but Minneapolis is beginning a vote right now on abolishing the police department. Major metropolitan city abolishing the police department. When you hear that, what do you think?
Well, it's obviously ludicrous. But this is someone had, I think, a master plan for this. Someone's controlling this. Whether it's George Soros, they're actualizing something that was hatched a long time ago. You know, I don't know if you know this. Well, you mentioned my father. 7 years ago, 2013, the month he left office, his approval rating in New York City after 12 years in office was 75%. The New York City Police Department's approval rating was at 70%. The narrative changed. Right? Here's what I think happened. You're familiar with Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman.
Yeah, you mean Trayvon Martin, that if he had been, he could have been a son of Barack Obama's. Remember that, gasoline on the fire? Yeah, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon Martin. That Trayvon Martin, yeah.
Absolutely. So a couple of things happened. In 2008, Obama gets elected. Overwhelming support from the black community and many other communities, but particularly in the black community. By about 2010, 2011, polling indicates that African Americans are frustrated with Barack Obama because he wasn't moving the needle fast enough. He wasn't making good on a lot of his promises, and they weren't seeing a lot of change that they hoped for. His support started to go dangerously low, and they had to do something about that. They had to weaponize the issue of police violence, which is very, very small. And you can look at the Black Lives Matter website. It started in the aftermath of the Trayvon Martin case. That was their very first one. It seemed coordinated in some ways. What Barack Obama said, I think, was the last thing we needed to hear. George Zimmerman was found not guilty, by the way. So it was a concerted effort to delegitimize police. And I think there's also an effort to nationalize police. They want to make a national police force. And that would, so how do you do that? You have to discredit local police. And it would be far easier for the left to exert control with a national police force.
And by the way, you're right to tie this back to Soros. Don't forget Ferguson, Missouri, and the tentacles of Soros that started way back then in the Biden years. You are right. There's a master plan here. Let me play something Joe Biden said yesterday and get your reaction to this on how he needs our money to be able to fund his woke agenda. Listen.
I'm not out to punish anyone. I'm a capitalist. If you can make $1 million or $1 billion, that's great. God bless you. All I'm asking is you pay your fair share.
How do we define fair share, Greg?
Good question. Well, the part I find most funny is he's a capitalist. He's been living off the fat of the land since he was, I believe, 27 years old is when he became a councilman in Newark, Delaware. He's never had a job in his life. He's never had a real job. You know, politics, unfortunately, is a pretty silly business. 90% of them, it's about smiling and asking for favors and doing favors and asking for money. He knows nothing about the way the world works. Nothing. So, and now he's the guy who's engineering our economy. It's pretty sad. That's one of the reasons why I like Trump. You know, he had plenty of quirks, but he knew how to get things done. I'm about six blocks from Trump Tower, and there's a picture of Trump in the pit. It's 1980 or so, and it's just a concrete pit. He's got a hard hat on, and he creates this tower. People have said, well, it was just a goof for us. No, I mean, I could not do that. Could you install 1,000 bathrooms in a building?
No, yeah. I mean, a business icon. Yeah, and first time we really had one, for sure. God bless you. God bless Newsmax. Chris Ruddy, great leader there as well. Good God-fearing man. And I just love the energy coming from Newsmax these days. Look forward to chatting again soon, Greg. All the best to you.
Many thanks. All the best, Bob.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the on-command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed, where lives are forever changed, and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change, and then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail. We had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Find yourself turning on the news and feeling a little hopeless these days. Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. You know what? There's something you can do. Make a purposeful effort to buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's one company willing to do that, and they've stood with us since 2012. I've just recently learned more about them, and I'm so excited about Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, use the very same towers as all the major carriers. They have plans to fit any budget. Really opened my eyes to this unlimited data plan scam. You know how much we pay for unlimited data that we don't use, Kev? You have the unlimited plan?
Yeah, no, but Kev's the only one that gets even close to using
unlimited. And you pay for it and you don't even end up using it because you think it's the better deal.
True.
So they really fit any budget. They walk you through that. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer support team. So exceptional customer support. They're so good. We switched all our lines over, said, bye, Verizon. See you later, bye. Too woke for us. And Patriot Mobile shares their values. And they support organizations that fight for religious freedom, for constitutional rights, sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes, and more. All you got to do is go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. They've always got special discounts for veterans and first responders. Same with multi-line accounts. I think we're saving $400 a month in the Hampton family. I've got one in California, got one in Arizona, one in northern Minnesota. Well, I think he's on his own plan now. He said, Dad, I don't need you anymore in the plan.
I'm good.
They say it before we do, believe it or not. It's kind of nice. But you support a company that loves America, loves you, shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily or call 972-PATRIOT. All right, some open phone time in this hour. Call us at 2-580-550. Just Kevin and Scott today. Todd's off. Off to a wedding.
Got a wedding today, yep.
He does.
Yep.
I don't think he's getting married.
No.
He's already married.
He's got that covered.
He's got the lovely Carrie in his life, but he's off for a wedding this weekend, so it's Kevin and I. You can call us at 2-580-550. Next hour, Senator Kevin Cramer will be here for the full hour. We're going to do radio graffiti with Senator Cramer because a lot of pent-up demand with questions and comments. We have not had Senator Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall for about a month while he's been doing these various events throughout the state and briefings. And I know I got a classified briefing this week from a guy by the name of General Miller, who's the NATO commander that was stationed at Bagram Air Force Base. He's a U.S. general, but he was the NATO commander, okay?
Okay.
Now, it's classified briefing, but I've seen a number of news reports about it. And he talked a little bit about it yesterday at the Grand Farm event, and talking about questioning of him. Reading between the lines, I don't think General Milley and Joe Biden are telling us the truth about what happened in the lead-up to the Afghanistan mess. Kev, I know that'll come as a surprise to you.
Yeah, shocking.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll ask about that. We'll ask about anything you want to talk about. A lot of questions coming in on the Cyber Symposium, and anything you want to ask him. We also had a texter yesterday because Senator Cramer has been on a few times. Yesterday he was out of Big Iron, so we put him on for a bit. And I said, how much of the $1 trillion infrastructure package is infrastructure? And he said 100%. Texter responded saying, dead wrong. Only 10% of the bill is roads and bridges. 5% is for replacing lead pipes and service lines. $165 billion. Around $370 billion is Green New Deal boondoggle waste, like a $66 billion bailout for Amtrak, $73 billion handout for wind and solar, $50 billion for weatherproofing infrastructure for climate change, etc. All right, we'll put that question to Senator Cramer today. It is tricky to define infrastructure. I know this. When I analyze the bill, I say 60% of it is fairly called what we've always believed to be infrastructure. 20% is junk. And I don't know whether the weatherproofing is in it or not. I know that the Green New Deal boondoggle, what only Democrats could consider infrastructure, because, mind you, the $3.5 trillion deal right now that's being proposed, none of that is infrastructure. It's a social agenda, which is why they got to raise taxes, but they call it infrastructure. Because if you call something infrastructure, the imbeciles that make up too much of the voting public go, oh, it's infrastructure. Thank you. Who can be against infrastructure? So these so-called elected leaders in Congress can call something infrastructure that isn't and try and ram through $3.5 trillion. Now,
and is there a list of the rusty bridges and the bad highways that we're going to be fixing? Is that the list available yet?
Well,
anywhere?
I believe there are rusty bridges.
Oh, of course there are.
I think there are.
But whose cousin's brother's buddy is going to get the contract when all this money flows out?
Well, I mean, North Dakota's a good example of that, you Kevin. Know? So, you know, what I'm getting at is that I think 20% is goofy in the $1 trillion, okay?
Yeah.
I think 20% of stuff Republicans have always wanted to get part of infrastructure bills but never could. And I think the 60% is fairly called infrastructure. One example, mm-hmm. to your point about bridges, the highest amount of bridges per capita, no, not even per capita, just total bridges, is in Walsh County, North Dakota, just to our north.
Okay.
Okay, a lot of bridges there. A very large percentage of them are over 100 years old. Now, think about that. What was driving over them 100 years ago?
Right, and they got it. If they're needed, they got to be fixed.
Horse and buggy
yes,
kind.
Yes, absolutely.
So we do have, and by the way, we've not done a highway bill for a number of years because these guys can't—they can't do anything.
Right.
Whether Republicans run it or Democrats run it, they can't get anything agreed to. Well, the $1.5 trillion deal will double infrastructure spending in North Dakota for 5 years. That will fix roads that need fixing. That will fix bridges that need fixing. Now, I don't like the garbage that comes with it any more than you do, or most of our listeners do. But when you have Joe Biden as president, Chuck Schumer as Senate Majority Leader, Nancy Pelosi as the House Speaker, how many cards do you have? They can pass anything they want without a single Republican vote, and they have. And they're going to try it and do it again with a $3.5 trillion. Now, I will judge the merits of the $1.5 trillion deal if it kills the $3.5 trillion deal. Because there are Democrats like Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema and some of our goofy Republicans like Mitt Romney and Murkowski and Alaska wants everybody to love her and Susan Collins who very often peel off.
The rhinos.
Okay? They are true rhinos.
Yes.
So, if they say, well, I don't need to vote for that $3.5 trillion because I voted for real infrastructure, that will be a victory. Now, do we have the money for any of it? Any of it? Absolutely not. But we don't get to say that right now because they don't need one Republican vote to pass this stuff. Not one.
That's a good point.
So you got
the point.
You got to play some chess with these people.
Yeah, true.
You got to play some chess. Now, next week, I believe it's next week, we will vote on whether or not to lift the debt ceiling. That
Here
is a
go.
Hill we should die on.
And
we better hold some Republicans accountable for this, too. The Mitt Romneys, the Murkowskis, the Collinses. That's a hill we should die on.
And what bank says, yeah, go ahead, raise your credit
right!
limit.
Right! Yeah!
What, do you owe us already?
You know, so much for that inflation, everything costing more. You know, too much money chasing too few goods. Never, nothing to see here. Your take next.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire. We keep the tough going.
Everything feels better when you have a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Its smooth cinnamon and spice will keep you warm and relaxed on the inside, no matter what's going on in the world around us. And now you can enjoy a brand new flavor from North Dakota Sweet Crude. Introducing Sweet Crude Orange. Same smooth finish with a splash of orange. Taste both flavors for yourself with a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude or Sweet Crude Orange at your local liquor store and relax.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley accused of treason at the waning moments of the Trump administration by disregarding the chain of command spoke on the subject for the first time Friday. Milley said that calls he made to his Chinese counterpart were perfectly within the duties and responsibilities of his job. General Milley goes on to say such calls are routine and were done to reassure both allies and adversaries in this case in order to ensure strategic stability. Another Texas inmate has had his execution delayed over claims the state is violating his religious freedom by not letting his spiritual advisor touch him at the time of his lethal injection. Ruben Gutierrez was set to be executed on October 27th for fatally stabbing an 85-year-old Brownsville woman in 1998. Gutierrez was previously an hour away from execution in June of 2020 when the Supreme Court granted him a stay because of the same spiritual advisor complaint. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I've got fire for a heart. I'm not scared of the dark. You've never seen it look so easy.
Blame me for this one. Kev, right? I own this one.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, there's got to be a reason.
There does.
If I didn't have you, there would be nothing left. The shell of a man that can never be his best.
I don't mind these guys, actually.
They got a little zip to them.
Yeah, One Direction. Yeah.
Taught me how to be someone. Yeah. All my life, you stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights.
It's getting to a point here, I think.
With your love, nobody can drag me. All my life,
all right.
You stood by me.
Don't drag me down.
Don't drag me down. I want happy warriors today. If that's something you can't bring yourself to, that's okay too. Because we say what's on your mind for a reason. Old Glory has seen its share of peril in this world and survived a lot. We live in perilous times. I'm not going to deny that. I'm not a happy Pollyanna, observer of what's happening all the way around us. A lot of angry folks out there. A lot of sad folks about what's happening to America. I get it. If I spend 5 minutes a day listening or reading or watching the news, I can go down a list. Inflation on the rise. Employers competing with the government to get the workforce they need. National debt over $23 trillion. Meanwhile, the Biden administration wants to spend more and tax more.
Southern border.
Borders are open. COVID crisis remains a battle of fear versus facts. Go down the list. Iraq, Afghanistan veterans weeping over what President Joe Biden has done. Schools indoctrinating rather than educating.
By the way, national debt over $28 trillion now, not $23.
You trust the election results?
Nope.
Simply put, we live in a time where everything has to be questioned, and we have to seek the truth. Now, here's my beef. Here's why I don't want anyone dragging me down. And, again, I'm going to give my opinion when I feel like somebody's dragging me down. Doesn't mean you can't say it. Doesn't mean you can't be there. I'm not trying to shame anybody in that regard. But there's a whole lot of ways we can choose to what I just gave you in the way of a laundry list there, right? To these challenging times. And I think if we look to our American flag to regain our footing and be happy warriors, we can affect a lot more change. That's all I'm saying. Let's get to some calls here, 293-9000, after I tell you about our friends at Pipers. They do land management. They can help you with your farm and ranch operation. Soil productivity analysis. Proposals for future income proposals, potential rather. Evaluate, select the best available tenants and custom operators. collection of cash rent, management of fund distribution. They supervise farm operations. They've implemented sustainable farming practices with their tenants. They can do the assessment of your environmental plans. I mean, I could go on and on and on here. All the coordination of the professional services available to you, the specialized consultants, legal counsel, tax accounting, drone technology. Pfeiffer's Land Management is a game changer, which is why now they have nearly 250,000 acres of crop and ranch land currently managed, North Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Missouri. A lot of satisfied landowners out there because of the team professionals, entire team of pros at Pfeiffer's. Find out more at Pfeiffer's.com, Pfeiffer's.com, or call 877-700-4099. Will and Sheldon, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. See, there's one thing that I've not heard asked by anybody, and that is to get the list of the people that were passed to the Taliban. I've got friends that are over there. There are contractors, people that I've worked with that are still over there, and voices have stopped coming. The information has stopped coming. But if we had the lists of the names that were passed to the Taliban, then we've got a capability of tracking from this side the names and the occupations and the things that were given, because they're going along and they're taking those people. They're substituting their own people and getting it back over. We've got people infiltrating the United States, pretending they're people that were passed over on those lists. Okay, and that's just one aspect of it. But I haven't heard a single one of our leaders in the Senate or the House say, "Give us those lists that were passed to the Taliban."
One of 1,000 questions we should be asking, Will. Absolutely. Now, mark your calendar, September 28th, I want to say. Is that a Tuesday? 28th of September. General Milley and not a general. He's the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. Austin and Milley are going to be testifying before the Armed Services Committee. A kid from Kindred will be one of those asking the question by the name of Kevin Kramer. I am so anxious for that hearing, for that question, and many more to be asked, Will. That's not too much to ask from us, is it?
No. Kevin needs to reach out to the people that have been deep in the military structure so that he can come up with questions that they can't answer. That's mm-hmm. That's the key. Get them on their heels. If they come in there with pre-briefed questions and they're all vanilla, you're not going to find any answers. Is a traitor in my book, and I say that to his face.
Who's this? Who's a traitor?
General Milley, the head of
Milley. Okay, Milley. Yep. You're right. General Mike Milley, chair of the Joint Chiefs. Yep. No. Bob Woodward is alleged the same. We're going to ask Senator Kramer about that. But I'll pass along your suggestion that he investigate deep. Into the military structure. I saw something today about a lieutenant general that resigned. What I wasn't able to find, Kevin, is whether or not this general was in fact the general that previously had resigned. But it's an op-ed from a lieutenant general. I'll get that to you, and we'll do a little cross-reference. Remember the guy that spoke out and then was reprimanded and quit? I don't know if it's the same guy or another guy, but there was a blistering editorial about the mess that Biden has done, and again, further down the ranks. So take your point on that. Wes in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind, 258-0550. Tell us what's on your mind.
Yes. What concerns me is that why the Republicans aren't more aggressive in asking for the resignation of Milley, the Secretary of Defense, the head of the State Department. I mean, just their debacle with the Afghanistan thing is enough for their resignations. And then when you go back to the Milley, if this book is true, then they need to be looking at court martials and probably even treasonous things. And then,
you know,
and then
one point on this, Wes, before you go to the next thing. some Republicans have. I've noticed that the Republicans on the Armed Services Committee have not. And I don't know the answer to this, but we'll ask Senator Kramer about that. That may be that they don't want to be on the record before that hearing that I'm talking about so as to preserve, you know, in other words, if you're going into a hearing and you've already said you ought to resign, then you're not going to be taken very seriously. You actually get the information, the answers to the tough questions, and then you say resign, you do it with a little more credibility. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't, Scott, because just the very fact of what they did in Afghanistan is enough for a resignation. There has to be penalties for
that. I agree with you that they ought to resign. The question is, who says it, and does that compromise you in getting the truth out of them, is the only thing I'm saying. Look, General Milley, whether, you know, Bob Woodward, the darling of the swamp, is throwing him under the bus. Boom, he's gone, right? I mean, what I saw on my television screen tells a kid from Montevideo, Minnesota, with a high school education, look, the guy ought to go. Austin ought to go. Blinken is pathetic. I think they all ought to go. I guess, you made the point, why aren't more Republicans doing that? I'm just giving one scenario on why I think that may be, but we can certainly ask. What else did you want to cover?
Well, I'm just saying that these people, they don't need any mercy from the Republican Party. We need to stand up for the American people. The next thing that needs to be done is the president mentally capable of being president? That needs to be looked at. And if he does have mental problems, then we should graciously ask for his resignation. If they say he doesn't have mental problems, then he ought to be impeached for what he's done with Afghanistan. I mean, this is criminal, what they did over there. And there's people dying, they're suffering, they're being raped, you name it, everything's happening to it. And we as Americans cannot stand by and allow this administration to keep on with these un-American activities.
Great points, Wes. Appreciate the call very much. And by the way, a lot more Republicans are saying impeachment is the answer here, and are also questioning his fitness, which I think, you know, good. Say what everybody else is thinking, for crying out loud. Now, of course, impeachment has to start in the House, so I can't wait to chat with Kelly Armstrong again soon to say, when will it begin? When will impeachment hearings begin? But we heard Senator Kevin Cramer in a recent I guess it was a speech at the Holiday Inn for Politics and Plate, say, absolutely. And all of them, we've asked them all, is he fit for office? And the answers aren't very complimentary. Don and Minot, go ahead, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, just on that last comment there that you just came up with, got to remember, look who's behind him. You know, we've got Kamala and we've got Pelosi. You boot him out, guess who moves up? So what's going to be worse? But
is that a reason to say look the other way, though? Is that a reason to say,
that is true. That is true. But I wish there was a better answer, you know, for if we get it moved out. But the 49 that are supposed to be coming to North Dakota, how did that happen? I mean, I'm not per se against it, but South Dakota, Wyoming, you know, I think Montana, none of them took any. Why are they coming up here? Are they going to the air bases or something, or what?
Are you talking about Afghanistan refugees?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I don't know. Sometimes it's family. Sometimes it's housing available at military installations. Good question for Senator Kramer. We'll ask that, too. Appreciate it. By the way, a U.S. Army lieutenant colonel resigned, 19-year veteran from the Army, relinquished his pension and claimed that President Biden's vaccine mandate was unethical, immoral, and tyrannical, while adding the values that our nation was founded on, has lived by, and thrived under have been utterly decimated by this administration and the leadership of the military.
What? Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful. Presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. Join us in St. Thomas, North Dakota on September 17th for the Dwayne Littlejohn Estate Auction featuring collectible Jeeps, motorcycles, collectible cars, firearms, boats and other watercraft, musical instruments, farm equipment, and trailers full of new and used tools. This auction is September 17th in St. Thomas, North Dakota. View all items at Pfeiffer's.com or call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
On that boat on Sunday.
There you go.
The pontoon.
This video is so good.
Oh, yeah.
I remember it like it was yesterday, because it was.
It was.
Yeah.
And I was letting the sun and the rum just do what it does.
Eating lunch with the cross-eyed bear is my favorite line. You bet there.
You know, when I hear this, I think, why did I take the pontoon out last weekend?
She goes all the summer.
Good Friday song.
Yeah. For the weekend or the rest of my life. But she laughing while she crying as she walked away. I can't say.
Friends of Petra Serve USA. Say, hey, come on in. Friday specials. Petro Serve USA, home of home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Sloppy Joe's in West Fargo today. The West Main location, far West Main location. You get there from 94 or 29. 12th Avenue and I-29, beef enchilada skillet. Folks line up for these specials at 11, so you want to get there plenty early. Meatballs in Euland, chicken tenders in Glendon, Harwood I-29 location, two Sloppy Joes and chips on special. And the pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine in Valley City off exit 292. John and Minot. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, today's a big day for Pipers because the Dwayne Littlejohn estate auction is happening. These are the folks with the collectible Jeeps and motorcycles and cars, firearms, boats. They have all kinds of watercraft. Even,
I've got an eye on a guitar or two in that auction.
Aircraft. Yeah, they got musical instruments.
Oh, he's got
farm equipment.
Crazy collectible instruments.
Trailers full of new and used tools. It's today in St. Thomas, North Dakota. Pipers.com has the whole list. Every auction's online. Every auction online. If you need details on how to find them, 877-700-4099, but it's St. Thomas. Come on, you'll find it, okay? All right, John and Minot, next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John, tell me.
One of the reasons they got Kamala for vice president is people even dislike her more than they dislike Biden. And the reason they've done that is they know nobody wants her to be president. So they know with her as vice president, nobody would want to impeach Biden.
Well, I think that the poll numbers with Kamala Harris as low as they are is one of the reasons that nobody's called the question on Biden yet, because they recognize one might not be better than the other. It's really hard to believe we're watching what we're watching. Don't disagree. Appreciate it. Grant and Towner, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Grant.
Yes, this question is for Senator Kramer. I'm wondering who is sponsoring these Afghanistan that are coming into North Dakota. I thought we had to have sponsorship before any of them could come in, because we don't have, as I know, any place of employing these people, or where are we going to house them? And then again with...
Well, hang on, Grant. I'm going to ask that question to Senator Kramer. You can too if you want to hang on, because he'll be here next segment for the weekly talk radio town hall. A U.S. senator, 1 hour, taking any and all calls. We're going to go with radio graffiti questions today, just so they're quick questions, quick answers to get everybody in, but we'll allow you to answer that question coming up. John Hinderrocker is here from the Center of the American Experiment. Did you hear Joe Biden yesterday talking about, you know, how much of a capitalist he is, John? And it's just about us giving our fair share. Listen to this.
I'm not out to punish anyone. I'm a capitalist. If you can make $1 million or $1 billion, that's great. God bless you. All I'm asking is you pay your fair share.
Now, how do we define that exactly, John?
Well, no liberal will ever define it, Scott. They're never satisfied. However much you're paying, it's not enough for them. I have to laugh about Joe Biden describing himself as a capitalist. I think it's more accurate to say that he's an influence peddler.
Oh, I mean, really? I mean, yeah, I get things done and you pay me, but I act like I'm a poor guy that rides the train from Delaware. Yeah, that'd be a better description of Joe Biden. Do you think they can possibly, in the midst of all this incompetence of the border, Afghanistan, can they ram this through with no Republican votes and you know, convince Democrats that this is good politics? I don't think they can.
Scott, it's nip and tuck. I mean, there are a lot of things going on. You know, they want to do stuff via reconciliation, but that depends on the parliamentarian in the Senate who decides what you can do via reconciliation and what you can't. They've got a couple of Democrats, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, holding the line in the Senate, you know, 50-50 with Kamala presiding. And then they've got some real left-wingers in the House saying they won't vote for anything unless it's the whole $3.5 trillion or whatever the price tag is currently. And so, Scott, I think it very much remains to be seen whether any of this legislation is going to get through.
What should we do about it? What can states do about it?
Well, I don't know, Scott. I mean, the one thing we got to do about it is take back the House of Representatives and hopefully the Senate in 2022. I mean, the way it looks to me, Scott, is that we conservatives are hanging on by our fingernails, just trying to fend off all the stuff that the Democrats are trying to do to us. And the bad news, obviously, is they've screwed up Afghanistan. They've destroyed the border. I mean, obviously, a lot of bad things have happened. But in legislative terms, they haven't actually gotten a lot through. And so I think we all just kind of need to keep leaning on whoever represents us to, you know, to hold the line for the next year.
Only have a few seconds left, but you're in Minneapolis. You've been a big backer of the blue. Now early voting begins on abolishing the police department. What's going to happen there?
Hard to say. You know, they can't even agree on language to go on the ballot to describe the measure. I mean, that's in litigation right now. Keep your fingers crossed.
No kidding. John Hinderrocker, Center of the American Experiment, AmericanExperiment.org. Great organization to support as they expand to North Dakota, too.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps it coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Late Night.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.